Hey, 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 it's Genevieve, a.k.a. Miss Fab 617.
And it's your girl, Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens.
We're coming to you from our new show called
Boston Come Through. We'll be bringing you the latest and greatest things happening in and around Boston. We'll be talking what? Black-owned businesses,
hey,
social events, what? And the Black experience.
Okay.
How's that sound, Genevieve?
I love it.
Dig it.
Tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Boston Free Radio.
Boston, come through. Come listen.
Hello, guys.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for tuning in, everybody, wherever you at.
Ew.
Boston and beyond, what up?
Hey, what's crack-a-lackin'?
It is another installment of Boston Come
It sure is, girl.
I hope you guys can see me individually and you guys can see Crystal who are watching live. But if you go to the Boston Come Through Facebook page, you will see the whole feed live. You will
see
both of our beautiful faces.
Show enough.
Yeah. Anywho, how is you and who is you?
I am Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens, your friendly neighborhood media producer, videographer, photographer, all of the above.
She has her tagline down.
Yeah.
I'm still working on mine, y'all. I am Genevieve Angelique. Y'all know me. I'm out here in these streets.
Okay.
I'm just who
you
I
You better
am.
Know her.
Boston, Black Boston socialite. That's why.
Hey.
How was your week, Crystal?
My week was popping.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, you gonna tell us what happened?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, that is how we start the show, huh?
Yeah.
It's like it's my first day here.
I know. We've been doing this since episode 42.
Working on it.
Yeah.
No, my week was popping. Trying to think what happened like the end of last year. I can't even remember because I feel like I was scrambling, running around, getting ready for New York. But that was my highlight, I would probably say, of the last week because I was in New York Sunday and Monday. And that was a lot of fun. I was doing some filming with George, who is a director that I've been working with on a documentary about the prison system since 2015. And then, you know, I got my little tour of Brooklyn, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Adrian. And
ooh, girl, I'm turning you down a little bit because you yell in my ear.
Oh, turn down your headphones. Yeah.
Ooh,
I got you, girl. Keep the, yeah. I got you, girl.
Thank you. I was like, ooh, Crystal.
Yeah, girl.
Crystal's is naturally loud, y'all.
Yeah.
I can be when I get excited.
Yeah. I naturally project. That's
there
what
you
it
go.
Is. Yeah.
There you go.
How was your week, girl?
Oh, that was all you said.
Oh, sorry. No, my bad. Yeah, no, I wasn't done. Yeah, I did my tour of Brooklyn, went across like the Brooklyn Bridge, which was a lot of fun and all that good stuff, and took a lot of photos. And I like totally fell in love with New York all over again because I love New York. Yeah.
Is that code?
No, New York, the city. Thank you.
I just wanted to know. First of all, I want to talk about how my highlight is popping.
Yo, yeah, high key, that's all I've been staring at.
I know,
like,
you was trying to hate on the highlight because it wasn't Rihanna, though. She, okay.
Because so, I don't know how it works.
It's the same concept, girl. You slap it on your face the way you brush it on gently, you know, right here. But yeah, girl, now with the light shining, y'all can see me. And I be putting on my nose. I'm one of those people. Anyway, what did I do?
What did you
do? I feel like I just work because I spent the night on your couch Saturday night.
Swerve, before you get there, let me tell y'all real quick. Genevieve makes a mean grilled cheese.
I'm just saying, though.
No, that grilled cheese was popping.
I just think it was American cheese and a lot of butter.
Listen, no, it was popping. Like, just Poppington. Like, amazing.
Okay.
Amazing. I wish, like, so the thing is, when Genevieve took out the ingredients for the grilled cheese, she had these, you know, cute little breads or whatever. She's like, how many do you want? Like, one, two? I was like, you know, two is fine, you know. They look, no, I should ask for four or six because they were that good.
Anywho, yeah, people probably, I spent a lot of nights on Crystal's couch. I used to spend a lot more.
Yeah.
Prior to my official life change recently.
Yeah.
But putting the events listing together, which made me so happy this week because my highlight, honestly, of the week was really just being shouted out by some of the people who are on the events listing. So
hey.
It's nice.
Yo, absolutely, though.
Because we got shouted off by the CAF brunch. They're hosting an event, which I'll talk about at the end of the show this weekend, and also by Kickback Boston, which actually is having an event tonight. And Kickback Boston is really lit.
Like, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Wednesday night. It really is.
Literally.
But it was nice that they shouted us out. So it's nice to be recognized by people because we don't do this for money. We don't do this you know, not yet, but
keyword yet, because you know, so, trying to be independently wealthy off of this bad boy one day.
But basically, you know, we really do this because we want to see Boston thrive.
Yeah,
you know, we're here. We're a whole community that gets completely like just overlooked. And we're gonna change that. So it was just nice for those people to shout us out. And you know, because when you're a creative too, like, it's really annoying when people benefit off of you or they don't put back into it, nothing.
Yeah.
So it was just nice. Not saying that you anybody owes us anything, but it's nice for people that are benefiting off of it to shout us out and send people our way, because we all win at the end of the day.
Honestly and truly.
And I also went to the Revere Beach, the international, sand sculpture.
Damn, and it was still intact.
It was, because we had plans to go Sunday morning, and I was like, it's raining. They made it seem like the apocalypse was happening, though.
No, they were like, you know, it's going to, because when you pulled it up, it said tornado. It and said I said, you know what? It's
a raining hour.
And then a tornado. Don't forget the tornado.
It might be a possible tornado. So I was like, these sand sculptures are not going to last. Like,
and trust and believe, I know my lane, because I saw what happened to Toto and Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Poor little Toto was out there swirling around that tornado. Was not trying to end up like him.
I got a last minute call to photograph this event, which was cool,
'cause
it came with a free meal.
And we like the free food.
I know, because you'd be like, what kind of food are you talking about? But it was a real meal, y'all. I had me some shakshuka. And then but I came back, and I like to drive. That's like my fun thing. I just drive around sometimes, you know, because I got gas to burn apparently. Oh. But I was like,
she got money. That's what she got.
That's not what that is. But I was like, let me just go to Revere Beach and see what's going on. And it was full of people, because I tried to go the day before and we couldn't get on the beach. Mm. Like, there was nowhere to park. But it was really nice to see, you know, to see people out having fun. And it was like a free activity, and I love the beach. As it is.
Beaches are always fun.
Yeah, and it gave me a new idea, which will probably debut very soon. So y'all look out for that.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, so that was cool. We supposed to have a music break, but we ain't got no music this week, but that's cool.
You want me beatbox for you? What you want me you know what you want me saying?
First of all, if you're gonna beatbox, we're not gonna start off coughing. Take that sip of the drink, you know, wet your throat real quick.
I gotta wet my whistle.
Stand her sometimes. Mm.
This really lemonade is real good. What you want me to a little twinkle twinkle?
Good day.
A little should we go gospel? Do a little harmonization.
Girl, I'm about to move on to the next thing, because we got lots to talk about.
Shout out to y'all. You know, if you have requests, feel free to, you know, hit our line Lord right quick. Mercy. You know, tweet at us real quick, and you know, Crystal, you know, a little skittity scat scat, you know, a little something something.
Oh, since you want to tweet people, how about y'all follow what are we at Boston Come Through?
Okay, how about you do that?
Because you know, Instagram, we popping right now. You know what I'm saying? But Twitter, you know, we need a little help.
Twitter needs some love, y'all. Send us some Twitter love.
Please. If you're on Twitter, please follow us at Boston Come Through.
Yeah.
You can type it the Merriam-Webster way.
Hello? Yes. Up. Yes.
So, please follow. We usually follow back. So.
Yeah. And we're getting a lot of, like, love from kind of, like, some other podcasts out there. But we want some Boston love. We want some local love.
Yeah. I mean, we also got to follow, too. So I started following some folks, you know, the movers and shakers and whatnot.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was so excited to put this show together, y'all, that I done put... Usually, I'm kind of last minute with the show rundown, but this was done about a smooth 48 hours ago.
Woo!
But I wanted to talk about, because I was kind of late. Like, you know, you hear it, like, you're on the Shade Room, or you hear people talk about it, hear people mention things, and you're like, oh, you kind of know what's going on, but you don't really pay attention.
Oh, you about to slide right into
it. I sure am.
Let me grab my edges. Go ahead, girl.
Then, this degenerate man named Charlamagne. I will not call him the God, because that is
blasphemous. That's so disrespectful, though.
But, you know, I kept hearing about it, and I was watching those stories, and they was mentioning, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm not a fan, to be honest. Like, I respect, like, where he, you know, all the stuff that he's been, because he's had to climb, because y'all, if y'all knew where he started and where he's at now, it's been, you know, it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
But, me... watching The Breakfast Club, and even, you know, I predate the Breakfast Club because I'm a lot older than some folks too. So I remember Charlamagne being on Wendy Williams' show, and I only know that because they had a VH1 show of them too in the radio station or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I remember him from back then too. But I came across, I was like, let me go research it so I can be informed. Mm-hmm. And so I went on Facebook first and typed in his name. And the first video that popped up was of Derek Jackson, who, if you don't know who Derek Jackson is, Derek Jackson is a, I don't even know. He is a relationship expert, I guess.
Full air quotes.
Full. And I'm using air quotes because I used to, like, follow and listen, but then I realized, like, I don't really, like, a lot of the stuff I don't really subscribe to.
Right.
I feel like he man bashes to pander to women, and uh-huh. I don't really like that because I'm like, I want, if a man's going to tell me about whatever, I want you to give me, like, don't do it to kind of, like, appease me and try to sell me stuff. Like,
right.
You know what I
right.
mean? So do it from, like, a sincere place. And I'm not saying he's not sincere, but I'm not sipping his Kool-Aid per se.
No.
So.
I ain't even getting near the picture.
So anyway, I watched the video, and he plays a clip, and I guess the clip is kind of old. It's from 2015, but that's still pretty recent.
That's still pretty recent.
Yeah, and it's from 2015, and it's a clip of Charlamagne on his own podcast, The Brilliant Idiots. Him and his co-host, or whoever he was with on that particular episode, mm-hmm. are going back and forth, and he is detailing pretty much how he raped this woman.
High key.
Yes, and it's like...
Like, high key.
And not, you know, even, sometimes, like, titles are clickbait, because that was the title. It was like, you know, Charlamagne admitted to rape on, you know, on his podcast, and nobody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, sometimes it's clickbait. Sometimes it's like, that's not what he really said. But this fool, after listening to 5 minutes of it, it was like, that's what you did. Like, by your own words, admittedly, like, out of your own mouth, mm-hmm. you raped this woman. And it does not help the fact that, like, even before that, what happened was, I guess he was accused by, back in 2001 when he was 22, he was accused by a 15-year-old of rape. And then, actually, I'm Googling it because, you know, we also do the show description. Me and Crystal, you know, we thorough.
Yeah.
So we like to add links, so, you know, to help y'all out if you don't know what we're talking about. So I'm, like, Googling earlier, like, trying to put the links together because, you know, I had time because, you know, I did the show thing earlier.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Mm. And I'm sitting here like, so, here we go with another one. But this one is involving his wife and how, yeah, like, he kind of had joked how the first time they had sex was rape because she was, like, drunk or incoherent or something like that. So that's, so I couldn't even find the actual video for mm-hmm. the first one because it was already, like, a new thing. So I was just, like, completely.
Disgusted.
Thank you. That's the word. Disgusted. I just, and people that, I know a lot of folks that really subscribe.
Yo, to people, like, and especially it's like black folks, yeah, like, y'all love some Charlamagne. Mm-hmm. And for the life of I cannot understand it. I don't understand it. I don't think he preaches anything that I can subscribe to.
Mm-hmm.
He is very transphobic. He can be sexist, homophobic.
Is sexist, homophobic.
Like, just all the things that I would never want somebody who, whether they're in my family, whether I'm dating them, whether my husband, whoever, like, all the things I would not want. Like,
right.
Like, he embodies it. And, like, for, it just baffles me that so many people, like,
yeah.
are on the Charlamagne train, and they're on the Charlamagne, like, you know, this whole kick. And I can't see it at yeah. all. Like, I cannot
and
see it.
When you guys, like, I feel like I can stomach a lot, like, you know, but this thing, I could even, when I played it for you, I was like, I might need to leave the room.
Because
it was really that bad. Like, he's really sitting there talking about.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. One, it's like, he's like 40 now, so this is 3 years ago, so he's 37. So
I'm sorry, you're still a grown man.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is, like, you're too old to be talking about a woman like that in any type of capacity, especially on something like that's gonna be mm-hmm. public. So that was disgusting in itself.
Right.
But then just joking about, like, you know, he bought something called Spanish Fly, which apparently is like a
which when you first, let me, before you say what it is, when that first came up, I thought he was literally, like, referring to, because you know how, like, guys be calling, like, you know, like, Hispanic women, like, Spanish Fly. Yeah, you know what I mean? No, like, I've only heard it in that context. No. So when you said what it was, listen, my mouth hit the floor. Go ahead, girl, tell them what it is.
Yeah, so it's basically, I don't really know, but apparently you bought it at the sex store, and it's supposed to be some type of thing that's supposed to, you know, boost your, you know, kind of like people eat oysters, and they want to, I guess, be hornier or whatever. I don't really know. But he put that in her drink, in the Henny. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't recall if she knew, but I don't think she did know that he put it in there.
So, real quick, according to the Lord's Google machine, so it's essentially, like, metaphorically, like, an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting because it can, like, do so much damage. And is I'm pretty sure harsh, and, like, research. It could be, like, used as poison. Mm. Like,
so. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk?
And then, so on top of that, and then on top of the fact that the woman didn't remember the next day that they had sex.
No.
And she called him, and she's like, do we have sex? And he's like, yeah. And then he said she called him a couple of days later, because apparently his boys were in the house too, his friends or whatever, and one of his cousins was going around saying that he slept with her too, and she's like, yeah,
and obviously she don't remember,
she's like, is that all that happened? Was it just right? And then he's joking, mind you, he's talking to the guy telling the story. He's like, I didn't let my cousin do that, he just saw her naked, but I didn't let her do that. So I'm like, so really, as we don't even really know, like, because obviously they were in the room and she didn't realize because she was exposed. And then on top of that, the woman says, and he harped on it too, but she says, well, at least it was you.
That was another thing I found. I'm like, what does that mean? At least it's you. Like,
if someone said, well, that's not good. That's kind of like you rationalizing, like, it could have been worse. Well,
thank God it was you. Like, if it were to happen, I would rather it be from you.
Clearly, I don't know. I mean, we can make a lot of inferences about that.
But I'm
like, that's not a good look regardless. So, I don't know. I just seen that. And then on top of that, like, what really riled me up is I've already had an issue with him and how when he interviews women on his show and how he just objectifies them.
Absolutely.
He always has to find a segue somewhere. He don't even need a segue. He just straight out will ask some folks.
We'll be talking about oranges. Next thing you know, my pum pum is the topic of conversation. Right. Like,
and
how?
It's like every single time. And it's really disgusting. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't a fan. I'm definitely not a fan.
Oh yeah, I wasn't a fan before. I wasn't a fan during listening to that, and I'm still not a fan. So,
and you know, look at that. You want to know something else that I just want to put it out there. The reason why, and he's talking to a guy, so I feel like a lot of guys think it's funny or they don't realize the seriousness of it.
Right.
It's rape. If she can't consent, it's rape.
It's rape. Point blank, period.
If she's blacked out, you shouldn't be having sex with her.
And if she's, let's also discuss, he says that.
Yeah.
He says that she's blacked out.
They're joking, like, the whoever he is who's he's interviewing with or whatever, it's like, so you raped her? And he's like, no. Like, she was kind of, like, blacked out, but, like, I didn't rape her.
But she was
her,
still, like, you know, she was kind of, like, you know, going in and out of, like, consciousness. Like,
you raped her. She don't even remember. You raped her.
And you know that she doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Because she called you to verify the story, to figure out what happened, because she don't remember.
Like, I just can't believe it. And then, you know, something else that, I guess it shouldn't be a shocker, but I love me some Amanda Seals. I really do. I remember her Amanda Diva days. I remember her from, you know, My Brother and Me.
She's literally my fave. I love her.
Like, I remember her when she was a child. Like, I remember her, you know, and watching her career. And she does a great job of, like, highlighting issues in our community and you know, bringing light to a lot of things. But she ain't said jack diddly squat about this. And it's like, so now that it's your friend, you can't say anything? You know what I mean? And it's like,
and for me, I'm like, not to play devil's advocate, but I'm curious, like, how much, like, because I don't know what her relationship is with Charlamagne.
I mean, they have a relationship.
But my thing, because I think part of it too is, like, I don't, like, how many people know about this? I'm pretty sure by now she knows about it, right? But, like, at the time, Jen just shot daggers at me with her eyeballs.
I was just looking at you from the side. That's all.
But part
I
of
heard
it,
about it. You mean you ain't heard?
But
about
no,
it.
But part of it is that, and then part of it too is, like, I'm, like, on the fence about the responsibility aspect, right? In terms of, like, how much is it her responsibility to publicly say these things, or you know, is she saying these things behind closed doors saying, yo, listen, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. That's why I'm saying I play devil's advocate, because I know a lot of the stances that she has. So I don't know if these conversations are being had behind closed doors. And that was the same thing I said with Crystal from The Read. If you guys don't listen to The Read, get your life. Because it's really like one of the top podcasts out there who's really doing big stuff. But even with her, like, you know, especially when like Janet Mock, for example, like came on, you know, The Breakfast Club. And then the next day, first of all, that interview was like a whole nother situation. But then the next day you're having these conversations about trans folk in just the most like disgusting way ever. And excuse me, for Crystal to say like, hey, listen, regarding Charlamagne, you know, I've had these conversations with him point blank period, so he knows better, right? And so my thing is like, she didn't, like when those other conversations were happening, she wasn't publicly out there saying, hey guys, like I'm having this conversation with my friend, blah blah blah, yada yada, like I'm handling it. Like, so that's why I said I'm on the fence regarding like Amanda Seales and whoever else like his quote unquote friends are that are in the public eye, because how much of it is that they're having these conversations with him behind closed doors? So that's my stance in terms of like, I'm not sure, you know what I mean? I don't have like a yay or a nay, but it's just interesting. Because I think there is a different aspect too, right? When it's your friend.
That is true.
Because, for example, like if you...
Well, why are you friends with somebody like that?
I agree. I totally agree. But, and that's why I said at the end of the day, like, I don't know what their relationship is. Yeah, I don't know.
I know, Amanda, based off of the last interview that she was on the show, on The Breakfast Club, talking about Amanda Seales here, she does have, it sounds like, a personal as well as a professional relationship with him. So with it's possible, yeah, it's possible, yeah. She had that but I think my issue with him legit is the fact that he knows better.
Yeah,
like he has the means to know better.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So that's why when he says and does ignorant things, it bothers me more, because it's like, you actually know better.
Yeah, you have people around you who are like actually actively like telling you like, hey,
no, he know better. It ain't even other people telling
you. No, but I'm saying on top of all of that, you still have other people in your corner who are telling you.
No, this means you're willfully ignorant at this point.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's totally like,
I'm over him.
Yeah, I don't want to waste my energy on Charlamagne, because long story short,
he's problematic
to the core. I don't care what anybody says. That show
is problematic, to be honest.
That whole show. Shall we continue to yeah. And also too, real quick, because you know, because Sue be out here, but Angela Rye too.
You know what? Go ahead.
Just, you know, that people, you know, that she's quiet. Just, same thing you were saying regarding,
you know what it
Amanda
is?
Amanda Seales.
It's that they're so vocal.
Yeah.
They're so vocal. And then I get it. That's your friend. But when you're, like, ridiculously loud.
Yeah.
But then you ain't got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Not even to be like, yo, I seen what happened, y'all. That's my friend. So I'm, you know, like, it's a little, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Not even that. So it's just kind of like, it's questionable. And then when we talk about, like, you know, because Amanda Seales went on that whole thing about R. Kelly, right? When the whole thing was going down, they was trying to, you know, pull all his shows or whatever. And it's like, the black woman is the least protected woman in the you know, and then here you go, your friend out here raping black women, you ain't got nothing to say.
Right. Not publicly, at least.
You need to be public about it. You public about everything else. I kind of feel like,
yeah,
you're, I feel obligated. You on that. Like, no, that's totally the platform you created, so you can't, like, when it's like you
pick and choose. And
then, yeah, so it's like, it makes you look less credible, you know?
Yeah, that's why I said I was like on the fence, because of like, I remember the first time like I heard Crystal talk about like Charlamagne, and like, I didn't even know they had a relationship at all. And just for her to say, like, listen, like, I know him, like, you know what I mean? Like, I run the same circles, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I've actually got him together, like, you know what I mean, on numerous occasions. Mm-hmm. And so that's the only reason why I had, like, that stance.
I just feel like, in regards to women, and I, you know, you say Angela Rye, I got really excited because I thought you was about to say Angela Yee. But
we going to get to her. We going to listen.
I feel like, as a woman, like, as women, not as a woman, as women collectively, we do not have the luxury to not stick together.
No, point blank period.
Like, we do not have that luxury. And I do feel like it is our responsibility as women to check men.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, this is not about to be a boys club. Like, it is your job. Like, you know, we, yesterday, Crystal and I, we've had this conversation in depth all last night, like, literally. Got more to be in the morning. But we were talking about Angela Yee being on the show and how, you know, some of the things, I'm not saying it's her job, like, she's supposed to police him, but I do feel like she's also problematic, too, because, like, I feel like as a woman, like, with my guy friends, there's certain things that sometimes they'll jokingly say because they know I'm going to say something.
Right.
But it's because they know I'm going to say something, you know what I mean? Or, like, but when those things come up, like, I make it my job to, like, so we're going to have a conversation about this, like, why that's not okay or it's not acceptable, or at least in my presence. Right. I don't care what you do when I'm not around. I mean, I hope you wouldn't act like that.
Right.
But definitely in my presence, like, there's certain
ways. But you're going to think twice when you're in my presence.
Yeah, in my presence, there are certain ways that a man, whether I like the woman or not, whether I know the woman or not, there are just certain ways that you are not going to discuss another woman in my presence. You know what I mean? So sometimes when I'm watching these interviews, and I don't watch them anymore because I was officially done after Little Mama, certain people that I really like that I'm like, okay, I heard the interview was really good. I'll go back and watch, but like watching it faithfully, I'm like, he's very problematic.
That whole show is problematic.
Yeah, but I feel like in the sense too, like I told you yesterday, I feel like she's cardboard because like she ain't got no type of flavor. Like, who's, you don't dislike her.
Say the she. Who's the she?
Angela Yee.
She sure is.
She's I was like, she's like cardboard. Like, she don't move me left or right. And it really bothers me because I'm like, some of that stuff, like, he shouldn't even fix his lips to say certain things to certain people because of your presence as a woman. Like, there are certain things,
but not she doesn't make her presence known. Like, honestly and truly,
I told you she's cardboard.
But honestly and truly, though, that's what I was saying too. Like, there have been like episodes where I'm like you said, like, you go back to watch because the interview was good, and I forget the girl there. I forget the woman there. Cause she just quiet. She like a church. She like not even like the wind. At least the wind, you know, whistles, goes. You know,
that's the worst you can be though. Lukewarm, like you ain't even hot or cold.
Luke dub.
I don't even like you, and I don't even dislike you. Don't even do anything for me.
And that I think. And I'll say that the silence is just as dangerous and is just as problematic as Charlamagne, who opens his big mouth, right? And as a woman, you know what I mean? Like, we were watching the K. Michelle interview.
Sure were.
Listen, K. Michelle collected all of her edges. She said, "I'm gonna pluck them out one by one,
right.
One by one. It gonna hurt more.
No, lay them out on this table. Yep, look at them.
Yep. And I'm gonna go blow them in the wind so they can just blow away. But yeah, I mean, K. Michelle had every right to, because I thought it was like.
Now I gotta add another link so folks can talk.
I know. Sorry. No, but it's true though. Like, well, go look it up, right? Like, go if you want to know what happened. But go look up the K. Michelle interview and see how she collected Angela Yee and got her together. Because I think, you know, for me, that previous interview that K. Michelle was referring to, when they were talking about her private parts and how they were smelling and this and that with, you know, whoever them two old uncle looking men were.
I see Susan's face right now.
Yeah. But my thing with that is, like, as a woman, you're sitting there amongst, and okay, I'll get to my second point, but let me make my first point, because I got a lot of points in my head that are swirling around. But as a woman, you're going to sit there amongst four men and let them like degrade a woman. But wait
a woman you actually know.
Well, that's my thing. Wait for it though. Not only do you know her, you were at her listening party, so on top of that, you knew that she had an album coming out, right? You know this woman personally, and you still proceeded to sit there and A, let them talk about her in that manner, and then B, to bring it up at the end of the show. Like, it just, like, because we watched it, and for me, I was like, I really didn't see the point of her bringing it back up. Yeah. And that
she
is where.
The pot.
Yeah, exactly.
Always kiki-keying with a bunch of dudes.
Like, but even the, I don't even know what that old man name is. But anyways, even that guy, he was like, oh, like she, I forget.
Mano,
she,
he was like, oh, you trying, I forget.
What I forget, like, when she's like stirring the pot or whatever it was, but just essentially saying,
he was
like,
you trying to rile us up.
Yeah, like, exactly. Because that's what it sounded like. And she was like, oh, no. But when K. Michelle came and collected her, it was like, she had every right to. She had every right to, because as a woman, you're sitting there and you're allowing the, and that's my thing is, like, if you don't have the voice, if that is not something that is your,
you shouldn't be there.
Exactly. That's my point, that you should not be on a platform like that, because at the end of the day, like, your silence is so incredibly dangerous. It is so dangerous. It is so harmful in so many ways, because you sit there and you allow these things to happen that are so hurtful to people who you know personally. Right? So what does that say about you? Okay. for the non-Haitian folks out there. But that's what I mean. It's just like, you're going to sit there and allow men to continuously, time after time, episode after episode, disrespect, like, just to the core, other women. And it doesn't matter if you're cool with them or not. Like, especially if I don't know you, I'm definitely not going to let nobody dog you out, because at that point, it's like, what does that say about me that I'm going to sit here and just let them... And I'm just going to just silent, hello? Silent, silent.
No, you're going to kiki-ki with them.
Silent. But half the time she's silent, though. That's why I said I've watched so many episodes. I'm like, oh, there she is.
I wish, like, I could see me rolling my eyes. That's how I feel about her. Anyway.
But, yeah, I mean, clearly they do things for ratings, right? Yeah. And, like, and that's what Kay Michelle said, too. And that's why I love that she brought that up. Because it's like, yes, I understand you do certain things for ratings. But there is a line you do not cross. And... she has crossed that line so many times, whether it means that she was being vocal, right? And kiki-ki, like you were just saying, or it meant that she was being silent when she should have been speaking up about certain things that these men were talking about. Janet Mock is another prime example. You're going to sit there and have this trans woman on your show day one, right? First of all, Charlamagne, like, going at... anyways, y'all can watch the interview and see problematic. But then the next day, I don't even remember who was on the next day, but then you're going to...
comedian.
Yeah, but then you're going to sit there and allow that person to, you know, to make these comments about trans folk and this and that, and like you literally didn't just have a trans woman on your show the day before.
My cock.
Can you tell people what that means?
Monkey.
Thank you. The Haitian word of the day is
right. Yeah, I'm done talking about this cardboard box.
But yeah, I'm not a fan of Angela Yee either. I was telling you about I used to listen to Colorful Lives when Hey Fran Hey was on it, and she's the only reason why I listened to it, because I was like, oh, Fran's on it. I like Fran. She does good things. Like, I trust, and she's another person. This is why I say that, because it was her, Angela Yee, and another woman who I can't remember her name, but she wasn't problematic as far as I know personally. But I say that because, like, no matter where Fran goes, and this is a prime example, she holds her own. She is like, she's very firm in who she is and confident in who she is, in terms of, like, you know, just because I'm with Genevieve, okay, I'm not gonna go switch it up, and all of a sudden I'm a chameleon and I'm just like Genevieve, and I'm yesing and I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. And that's what I noticed with Angela Yee. It's just like, whatever environment she's in, she just adapts to whatever that environment is versus just being her own person. That's just my opinion.
Don't listen to her terrible ass advice either.
That's a whole nother situation. Yeah. But
anywho.
Yes. Moving on.
Yeah. We had some amazing news in Boston 2 days ago.
Hey.
On Monday. Do you know what that was?
Do you know what that was?
I mean, it was on the
Do y'all paper. Listeners know what that was?
I know. Boston police announced a new commissioner.
Hey, we got a new commissioner.
He's black.
Okay.
For the first time in, I think, 350 some odd years.
Since 1838. I'll give you the year, girl. 1838.
But
1838. Y'all do the math.
That's the first
200 and something.
A black person. Man. You ain't gonna say person, because the woman's out of the question at this point. But this is the first time, not even like a black person or even a person of color, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah. Thank you, Suze. Has led the Boston Police Force. Now, I ain't the political person, so I don't really know the implication. I hope we see some good come out of it.
I personally, from what I know about, I don't know. I'll just say it, because I'm like, I tread lightly, because I'm like, as soon as you say something, then somebody go and do something problematic. You're like, dang it. Like, as far as I know, I haven't heard anything bad about him and anything like that. Yeah.
Well, I read an article earlier. Some of the people in the community have already come together and given him a list of things they want to see changed.
Mm.
So, like, you know, more emphasis on, like, community policing.
Yeah. And I think I hope that, because I, from what I know, he's the type of person who would definitely want to do that. He's the type of person who's been very, like, just like out there in the public, right? Yeah. Like, visible is the word I was looking for. Sorry, William Gross, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't think we said his name yet. But as far as I know, he's definitely that type of person. My question is that is he going to have the support? Is he going to have the backing? Is he going to, you know what I mean, in order to accomplish those things? Because I met him a couple of times when I was a park ranger, because I used to do all the parades and stuff like that in Boston. And I actually have some photos of him. So we've actually like met him, chat with him and stuff like that. And you know me, girl, every episode, energy, you know what I mean? The energy you give off is important. But
you don't get him here?
I'm going to try, girl. I'm going to try. Be like, remember this photo we took, sir? I was a little park ranger, a little short one. That was me. But as far as I know, like, he really did seem like he had good, like, good energy, like, a good spirit and, like, a good heart about him. And I'm really hoping that he's able to do the things Here's that we hope happen. Is going
to
happen.
The community needs to come around and pray for this man. Oh. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
For folks who are not from Boston, like, people already have a picture in their mind of
what Boston is.
Boston is just this racist white Irish place.
Listen, everyone thinks everything is Irish and Lucky Charms.
I mean, but everything that's marketed about Boston outside
of
Boston.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Is that. Absolutely.
So it's not people's fault. And then people
and Wahlburgers.
And yeah, and busing wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't. Because my mom was part of that. Like she
Yeah, so busing wasn't that. Did you say what's busing?
Not everyone knows, Jen. Not everyone knows. So back in...
Oh, Lord have mercy.
No, but not everyone knows.
I know, I know. You young, too. I forget.
Okay. No, but it's not even about age thing, though. Not everyone knows because of where you come from. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a national thing happening in every single state.
It was national, but I was saying that what I was getting to is busing is when you go to other places and you're like a black person from Boston. They're like, mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's like the memory of Boston that people have.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from. Like, Boston was obviously racist before that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the whole busing and the segregation thing in the 70s is actually what kind of solidified Boston as, you know, what people consider the most racist place in America.
Right. Yeah. No, I just mean that people outside of Boston may not know that history because
it wasn't. No, I realize that, but.
Yeah.
But I was just like, girl, because that's usually when people think of, like, the racism. Like, if you get talking, like, that's usually what people refer to.
Guys,
the busing,
and that's what I mean. But it also depends on like where you come from too, because like people hear different things about Boston too, like generationally. Whether it's like, you know what I mean, I just think it just all depends.
It's all the same. It's racist.
No, I agree. But we grew up here.
Black people here.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But we grew up here, so we know the history. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like people outside of that don't always know about the busing situation.
But they always think it's racist. But
absolutely.
The racist part, like that thing, really came out of the 70s busing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that whole
that's
where most of it comes
from.
Even people don't my point is like, even if you don't know about the busing, that's where most of it comes from.
Yeah,
like, in terms
absolutely
of being like
absolutely
the last Susan's like all of
yeah. No, that's what I mean, because she's not from like Massachusetts at all, so like she wouldn't necessarily know like that history, but you would know like Boston is not the most friendly place, and it's
no
pretty
and just be like y'all are racist, there's no black people there. Don't let them tell you Caribbean. They were like, what?
They're like, huh?
Went to Howard. People were like,
you went to Howard? Okay.
I'm so sick of her right now. Cause she's not only is she ruining my flow. I'm gonna put this one on because you know I'm gonna block her out right now. Anywho, sentiments I would get, like, I don't think people understand the diversity here either. Because, like, one thing, when I went to Howard, people were like, what's a Cape Verdean? I was like, what? Right. But my point being, you know, you were talking about the support. And I was going to say, before we went on that whole tangent. But basically, one of the things about Boston that I think it still has... It's so progressive, but it's so antiquated in the same sense. And one of those things is because the same people have been in power forever. Like, before Marty Walsh, he's, on his second term now?
I mean, Menino was
great new blood, but Menino was in here since, like, 99, like, 91. Like, he only stepped down because he's dying. He was dying, you know?
Honestly. And there's a lot of people who, like, didn't know Boston without Mayor Menino.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, when you watch The Simpsons, it's kind of like, is Mayor Quimby, like, supposed to be Mayor Menino? If you go back and you
can see
the parallels, you know what I mean?
Right.
But things like that were, like, a lot of things were progressive in so many ways, but then a lot of things stayed the same. Like, the same people. You know, and some people are able to, like, you know, individually. So hopefully this will be a different change, but he will. Yeah. It's more than, it's kind of like when Obama went into office and people just, you know, some people out here are like, oh, racism don't exist no more. Like, just because one black man made it to office does not change
social structure. He is one.
Right. So it's the same thing too. Like,
and also the fact that it's systematic. I think that's a big thing, is like people see a person of color get to a certain level or whatever it may be, and they're like, wow, look how progressive we all made it. Yada, yada. And it's like, no, these systems are still in place.
Exactly.
They're still in place. Yes, this person was able to navigate their way to this specific position, but like you said, this is just one person first and foremost, and this system involves way more people.
Yeah.
Way more people, way more laws that we don't, like, laws that we can't even fathom because they're so deep.
They love
they're
some
so
laws.
Deep into the books.
Yeah.
They're so deep that we may not even, we probably can't even find the books. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to even be like, let me read up on this.
Yeah.
Like, it's so deep. It's so deep.
It's ridiculous. So, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how everything plays out. You know, the Boston Globe did do that expose. I was reading up on that, and it was saying how, you know, I think it was 2015, the statistic was the percentage of stops, people who were stopped in the street, it was 70% were black. And this city is only 25% black.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when you think of stuff like that, you know, it's like he has a lot. And then being black, it's like, man, you already got the world on your shoulders on top of that.
It's a whole nother situation.
Yeah, because, you know, you now everybody's going to feel like there are certain things that need to change immediately. And it's like you said, it's so much when you're dealing with an entity like the state police, there's going to be so much bureaucracies. There's going to be so many, you know, different things that come into play. Yeah. So I hope that there's not a lot of red tape. I hope that there is
I hope he's able to make some type of like change that's lasting, right? Because I also hate when you're able to make change and then as soon as you're out of that position, it's like, well, we're just gonna go back to what we were doing before. Right. Like, this was just temporary. And so I'm really hoping that he is able to make these changes, because I really do like, in my heart of hearts, like, from what I know about this man, like, he's a good person, and he does want to do good for the community and stuff like that. Like, you know, I would see him at these parades, and he's out there, like, and it didn't, at least for me, it didn't seem like he was doing it for a show. Like, let me go out here and kiss babies and yada yada. Like, he very much wanted to, like, know these people in the community. He wanted to know the people who were in these parades. Right. And, like, you know, he would stop. I mean, he stopped and chatted with me and, you know, my other park ranger friend, Cintija. You know what I mean? Like, just to stop and chat and just say, like, hey, like, who are you? Like, who are these two little chocolate, like, park rangers and stuff like that? So for
the
me,
little chocolate chips in the crowd.
Yeah, little chocolate, like, park. You know, ain't many black park rangers out there. So to see two of us together in one place at the same time, it was just like, you know, it was like a sightseeing. But, you know, I'm just really hoping. I'm really hoping.
Well, only time will tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
So kudos to him.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was kind of prophetic how you, last week, you know, Crystal, you know, wanted to bring attention to the fact that July, there was a lot of people that died.
Yeah. At the hands of law enforcement.
Right. And actually, just the other day, you know, I subscribe to Blavity News. I suggest y'all do that too.
Get your life if you don't.
Right. You get all your black news in your inbox early in the morning because they're consistent. You know, they put the links in so you can click on what you want. You know what I mean? It doesn't take too much time to read it.
Right.
But I did see that actually the NYPD are going to, they brought up charges against the police officer that's responsible for who killed Eric Garner.
Murder, because that's what it was.
Yeah, so they're bringing up charges against him. So it's like an internal thing. But
because I don't know why you out here just choking folks, just out here just
when they say they can't breathe.
Miss Sammy can't breathe.
Yeah,
and you out here just
rest in peace, Eric Garner.
And his daughter, yo. And his daughter.
That's probably what makes it sadder is that his daughter passed. I believe it was like last December or like early January.
Yeah.
Of this year. So that's really sad too. You know, how tragic that was. And then again, you know, social media triggered me again the other day, because I decided late at night I need to stop doing that, hitting hashtags all willy-nilly, because I hit the Nia Wilson hashtag
and,
yo, my heart just hurt.
Yeah,
like, my heart just hurts for this girl, for this family, for her sister who was with her.
Latifah.
Yeah. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, Nia Wilson is the 18-year-old black woman who was stabbed randomly.
And her sister, too. Yeah. I think I don't want to forget about that, because I think because one passed and one, like, did it, it was just,
she was with her sister. They were both stabbed. Yeah. She died on
She the died. Scene. Yeah.
And it was just by this, I don't even know the man's name, because I didn't even bother to read it.
Because it's not important.
But,
because it's not important. He a white man.
Yeah, this white man. And, you know, people are like, is it racial? Is it not? I don't really know. They don't know yet. But, of course, like we always said, it's like, they're going to find, they're going to say something related to, you know, he got mental health issues. You know, that's always the narrative. And then what further pissed me off is if you hit the hashtag or you Google her, they already have articles on it right now. But, you know, it's like, the media, when it comes to being a black victim, it's like, you can't even just be a victim. They gotta paint you out to be a bad person some way, some shape, some form.
Yep.
And she has pictures of her. It looks like she's holding up a gun, but it's really a phone case in the shape of a... Right, but it's like, you're talking about, like, this poor woman, like, when it...
Mind you, she has how many photos? On social media, Instagram, whatever it may be, so, and that's the one you choose. That's the one. You have to dig for that.
And that's what I mean. And this is when, like, when black people are crying about this, when, you know, people say we just be crying about it. But, like, these are the type of things you notice. Like, when they show, when it's, and even with, you know, her murderer, it's like, y'all seem to be able to find white folks and not kill them.
Crazy concept,
You know, like, homeboy that killed the church. Somehow he was not killed, even though he was armed and dangerous. But yet, you know, we can list a number of people who are killed every day who are black, for a lot less, you know. And it's just interesting. But my heart really hurt, especially when I watched the video of her dad, and I was just like, I can't. Like, it is just literally too much. It's like too much.
It's a lot. And it's the same thing that we've been saying for so long, that it's like time after time after time again. You know,
ooh, I'm about to cry on air, y'all.
I know, but no, it's for real. Like, time after time after time after time again, right? We are constantly in the face of adversity. Like, we are constantly fighting for basic things, right? Like, even in our death, right? Like, even after we are gone, we have passed, we're no longer in physical form on this earth, right?
Still find a way to disrespect us.
You still find a way to not only disrespect us, disrespect our family, our legacy, like, dishonor. And for me, it's like, you're still fighting in even after death. Like, and that is something that, like, it just always weighs heavy on me, because it's like, we can't
be human.
We can't be human. We can't just be, right? Not even be anything. Not even, like, no word after be. We can't even just be, right? We can't be at peace. We can't be human. We can't, you know, be. We just can't be. And for me, that is, like, it's so, like, I get in my head sometimes, because I'm like, when is it going to be our time? Right. Like, when is
all
enough?
All because of this.
Right, when is enough going to be enough? Just because we were born into this skin, right? And I don't know, I just get into my head sometimes about it, because, like, I just really wonder, like, when is it going to be our time? When is it going to be the time when I can sit down and say, you know what, I can walk out today and ain't nobody going to look at me funny. Ain't nobody going to, you know, say whatever because of something on me that I have no control over.
Yeah,
primarily my skin.
I and even going into that, I wanted to just, you know, if you guys heard a couple weeks back, the black woman in CVS who got the cops called on her because she was trying to use a manufacturer's coupon. There was, I don't know what morning show this was, but there was another show where they were talking about it, and they had a black woman and a white man, and the white man, it was like, he was just proving the point we all have regarding, like, what the hell's wrong with y'all? And basically, you know, she was just saying, like, because you view my... It's not that I'm scary or I'm dangerous, because you view my skin as a weapon. Like, you are afraid of my skin. You know what I mean? And it's like, I can't even go into CVS.
And it's so much that you don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know, because you just react to it.
Yeah.
You don't even know, because it's just... It's second nature.
And this whole, like, last 6 months or so has been, like... I had to unsubscribe to the Grio, you know, because every time on my Facebook feed, it would come up, like, because, you know, mm-hmm. black folks just getting the cops calling for having a barbecue.
Everything.
Little girl for selling water.
Right.
There was another little black boy selling lemonade, like, you know, somewhere else. Like,
always just, something.
It was like every day was something new. Like, well, what? Here's another thing to add to the list of things black folks can't do. And I was like, I can't, because this is literally too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
But rest in peace to that young lady.
Yeah.
Nia Wilson.
Yes. And please keep her sister in your prayers. Yeah, because not only is she, like, in critical condition. I don't know if she's still in critical condition, but she was. But, like,
how do you get over that?
How do you get over that?
And you'll come never out, get over it. But, like, how do you get past that? Like, how do you
move? But you're going to, you come out and your sister's gone. Your sister's absolutely gone.
Yeah.
And
they were just taking the train, about to just switch trains so they can get wherever they was going to.
Real quick though, because I know we're running short on time, I also do want to just really quickly bring up, I'm trying to find the family's name, but in Indianapolis, there was, I know, I'm sorry to be like a Debbie Down, but like, I don't want there, because this, and this is what I'm talking about, this is exactly what I'm talking about, is that we don't even have enough time to get through all of the BS that is happening to black people in this country in a matter of an hour. We don't have enough time, but I don't want to, yes,
Lord,
yes,
no.
There were, it was a family of 10 or 13 maybe that were on the duck boat. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find all the details right now. But long story short, I think it was 11
nine
of them
died, and only she and the nephew survived.
Exactly. Yeah. It was only like two of them who, the Coleman family. Cause I wanted to make sure I said that last name, because it's like, I don't want it to just be like this family, right? The Coleman family. They were on a duck boat in Indianapolis, and I mean, they went to the water because the duck boats go into the water. They knew there was like a storm, whatever, yada yada. And long story short, 9 of the 11 family members that were on that boat are no longer with us. And like that, and let me just to put it into perspective, that is 3 generations gone.
Yeah.
Gone from that family.
The woman, oh my God, y'all. So, Crystal.
Sorry, I just had to, because I didn't want this, because I know we didn't, like, because there was too much happening this week. We didn't even put in our show rundown, and it just, like.
Was reading about this on Sunday morning in my car, and I was bawling. Bawling, because the woman, sir, if you watch her interview, she went, they took a family trip. They decided to go wherever they went. Branson.
Hold on.
Missouri, I think.
Let me see.
I think it was like Missouri. They get on this duck boat, and I guess there was a storm watch or warning or something. But at the time when the duck boat, they decided, you know, usually the duck boat, you know, drives around first and it goes
then
in the water.
Into the water.
But they decided to switch out. We're going to go in the water first because they said there's going to be a storm, you know, something's coming, whatever. We want to get that part out the way. Fine, whatever. While they're on this river, and you know, I'm from here. So when I think of river, I'm thinking.
Like the Charles
like, River wide, okay, like,
which is like, okay,
it's pretty
manageable.
Wide, but you can get across if you can swim, like, you know, or you can get to the side in like a matter, it doesn't even take minutes to go from one side to the other if you need to. But there's a video of some people on another boat watching it, and this little duck boat is rocking because this storm just came in, and mm-hmm. they're not wearing any life jackets.
No, and I will say too, at the beginning of the ride, you know, when they go over all the safety stuff, and I noticed, because I've been on many duck boats before, and sometimes they do, because like nothing ever goes wrong, right? So why are we, like, they essentially were like, oh, the life jackets are here, yada yada, but we're not gonna wear them because, you know, we never need them. You know, you're not gonna need them, yada yada.
So this woman who's on this ride with 3 generations of her family, including, okay, because Crystal just had a family, and let me explain to you who was part of the family. I don't know everybody,
Lord.
But here's the parts I know hurt the most. Your man, okay, your husband, and your 3 children, like, all 3, as young as one,
on
this boat, and then you just see, I couldn't even watch the video, because I started watching, it was rocking, and the waves were, like, coming in, and there's no covering, and then watching this woman, who I'm like, she's giving God praise that she's even alive. Because, you know, I was like, how is she still standing? Like, how? But basically, she talks about how when the thing flipped over, they go underwater. And she says she remembers that they originally told her, like, it's so warm out here that the water is, like, on the surface level. If you're, like, close to the top, it's warm. She said the water was really cold, so she knew she was at the bottom. And she was trying to fight so hard to get to the top, but she didn't know which way was up, down, whatever.
Because how are you supposed to know?
And then she basically was like, she gave up. Like, she was like, I can't. And then the next thing you know, she's like, somehow she floated to the top. She felt the water getting warmer, and she realized she was at the top. And she's just telling this story, and I am sitting here like, how is this woman standing? Yeah. Oh my God. It will, if you don't cry, I'm like, I'm going to question if you're
literally fighting back tears. Cause like,
it's, cause it's so like,
and I do want to take a minute just to say the names of all the other family members. Cause I found it on this article real quick. And again, like we said, this is three generations that range from 76 years old down to 1 year old, right? So we have Angela, who was 45, Araya, which is, I believe, how you pronounce it, was the 1 year old, Belinda, who was 69 years old, Irvin, who was 76 years old, Evan, who was 7 years old, Glenn, who was 40, Horace, who was 70, Maxwell, who was 2 years old, and Reese, who was 9. I just want to say their names because it's like, especially with stories like this, and I understand how hard it can be to keep up because there's always something happening, but I do want to like be able to like vocally say their names. I know we say like hashtag say their name, say her name, but like I want to say that out loud so you guys hear it, so you guys hear the ages of these individuals, because it's sickening. It's sick. That's three generations gone in an instant because y'all decide, oh, we don't need life jackets. Don't worry about it. We never need them. You needed them that day. You surely needed them, especially because you knew that there was a storm coming. You should use them all the time, right? You should be using them all the time regardless. But if there was ever a time to say, you know what? We're going to switch it up today because it's a storm. And
but you're a boat company. So if anything.
My last name is not Duck Boat. So that's why y'all ain't.
Yeah, y'all. We like ending the show on a heavy note.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Got tears in the studio.
I would say bye to SCAT TV because they probably like, whoo.
They back.
Yeah. They tuned out. They turned it off.
Watch it at your own risk.
You
can find her full interview where she does talk about what happened. And I'm like, and you know, for me, because you know, I believe in Jesus and the Lord, and to see her giving God glory, and I'm like, oh God, how you gonna fix this one, Lord? I don't know, you know, God is God, but for her to like sit there and still have a sound mind to be thanking people who helped her, and to be thanking people who, like,
I don't even know
who what come you down and drove down immediately. And
what do you do with your life?
She don't even know. She was like, I don't know. The thing that had me burst in tears, and she was like, she doesn't like, she's gonna go home. And she doesn't know what that's going to be like because she was just so used
to the house is empty.
Yeah, she's like, I was just used to little feet running around. And I'm like, I don't even know how to even, like, how do you process that? Like, not just one or two, but, like, all three and him. Like, you know, like, I don't know. Whew, Jesus, take the wheel.
Please, please, please.
Yeah, but I guess she still got purpose here. On this here earth. Because I've been like, God, why am I here?
Honestly and truly,
take
like,
me out. Why?
You done floated me up to the top.
Right.
After I done gave
up. Right. That's the part that he said no.
Me out. Yeah.
But she was like, I actually gave up. I, like, I'm just like, you know.
I'm going to just accept. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
and then.
Anywho,
I don't even know. I was like, whew, her faith better than mine, boy. Because I've been like, Now I got to talk about events. After all that, like, well, we about to have fun.
You know, thank you guys for riding with us through that, because like, it's hard, but it's also conversations that need to be had, and so
Jesus,
yeah, we have fun and, you know, all that good stuff on the show, but like at the same time, like, we got to make sure, you know, we're highlighting the other stuff that's going on. Yeah. Like, it's not always fun and games, you know.
But here, I would caution, be careful before clicking on hashtags and before watching stuff, because sometimes you don't even realize how you will react. And I mean,
you, and you also don't even know what might even pop up, like some of the graphic things that might pop up, like. Yeah.
So, like, I legit on Sunday was sitting in my car and somebody called me and I was like, I'm sorry. You see, like, I just kept saying I'm sorry because I was literally bawling my eyes out when she called.
Yeah.
But
okay, made it through.
Even more reason why you should enjoy life.
Yes.
Even more reason why
you should head out to these events.
Not to take it for granted. I learned from now forever. I've been putting on my seatbelt every single time. I always do, but it's like taking it for granted.
I don't
granted.
Mess around with that. You know, girl, I'm like Momo yelling at you. My car named Momo. I'm like Momo yelling at you. He wants you to be safe, girl. Yeah,
but it's been making me think like little ways that I take life for granted.
Yeah. Because
you just leave the house and you don't even think that, yo, you may not come back today.
Right.
There's no guarantee that you're coming back.
Yeah.
But even more reason why you should have a lit social life.
Hello? Because if there's one thing, like, at the end of your years, you know, y'all know my inner elder, her name Gladys, she's about 95 now that we had a birthday.
Gladys still got, like, 6 years to go.
But, no, I say that to say, you know, live life to the fullest every day, because, you know, when you have you just never know. Mm-hmm. You just never know.
Well, we're trying to help you have a lit social life out here in Boston, because we know mm-hmm. it's hard, you know, for us, by us, so, you know, we're bringing it to y'all.
We got this week, girl?
Every week what we got going on.
We got
that pop-in events, our Black Boston events listing.
Ew.
It drops, you know, tentatively every Sunday.
It drops when it drops, okay?
But just in time for you to have, you know, for you to coordinate your plans and get your life together.
Right, especially it's warm. It's still warm.
So there's a lot of, I think this week we have like 57 events. Whew. On there. Whew. And ask Crystal how long it takes me to put it together.
Way too long. Trust and believe, Crystal's a technical person. I will finagle a website for you.
A graphic.
I'll do the graphics. Crystal, I get the show up on iTunes and all that.
I'm going to bed and I'm like, I'll be here.
Yeah. It's funny though, because I think we have like our rotations of when we're up like really, really late and stuff like that. Like for me, it's usually after the show doing like all of the stuff to get it up. Like for you, it's like the listings. But we out here, y'all, we hustling and grinding, trying to make sure we A, give y'all a dope show, B, make sure y'all have these events. Like, you have a one-stop shop for the Black Boston events. Like, what more could you want? Yeah. All you need is your email. It don't cost nothing.
Right.
Right.
Actually, it didn't go out this week, so I do apologize. So, we're working on it.
Don't worry about it. Again, it don't cost you nothing, and it ends up right in your inbox. What more could you want?
We work really hard.
What more could you want? You out here sitting, you know, clicking on all these Facebook events. We put it all together for you. Continue, girl. Tell the people what's happening.
So Crystal and I will be on Friday. It's annual Skip Work Beach Day.
Ew!
I can't stand it.
You ever see the girl, we way over time, but you ever see the meme from Bob's Burgers with homegirl that be like doing the little twerking, but she can't really twerk. She just kinda like, you know, making her back into an arch. Anywho.
So annual Skip Work Beach Day. I think that was a private event, but I invited all of Boston people.
So it's public now.
Boston come through. I tried to click on it earlier to add it to our, you know, our show description. And I was like, wait, it kept opening up, but I couldn't see nothing. I was like, ooh, I definitely think it's private because I screenshot it to someone else's warning. Like, are you going to be there? And then I was like, it did say private. But
maybe
I really
that's why
that
nobody. Okay, cool. Well, come through Boston.
I fixed the link though. I found something else because Afro Beats is gonna be there doing like a free class. But anyway,
we gonna be there,
right? We will be at Horseneck Beach on Friday.
Europe sure is
having a ball
in our new bathing suits. Okay.
Oh no, I'm going with old ones.
Okay. Well, Crystal gonna get at least a half a new bathing suit because you know that's all the coins could stretch to this week.
And then on Sunday, Queen's Hike 2.
Yes.
Stephanie, who was here about two episodes ago.
Three episodes at this point, girl. I think it was three episodes ago.
No, because we had them back to back.
Maybe. Anywho, they was on previous episode. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Episode 40.
Sure. Why not?
But they're doing... hiking. You
so we going hiking in the Blue Hills Reservation or whatever. There's gonna be snacks, not even snacks. It's gonna be lunch. Okay, they feeding folks.
Brunch.
A lunch, brunch, lunch, breakfast mix.
I think people have higher expectations when you say brunch.
You're right. It's brunch, and they got libations coming through. So you know they got the you know the spirits and the what do you call them, like the mimosas and the things, you know, those things. And if you, I don't know if they still have tickets, but the one I got, you get a free T-shirt, and you know your girl like free things. So you know, continue. But yeah, be there. Because you also don't have to necessarily, like, you can also just come and hike, too, if you don't want to, like, stay for brunch, which I don't know why you're going to be hungry after all that hiking. You're going to have to find
you
somewhere to eat, so.
Brunch, I picture myself, like, looking nice, not being sweaty, but it's okay.
I mean, I plan on looking at least cute, so.
Okay. Well, after that, I will be at the CAF HBCU Alumni Brunch and Day Party. More like my ways of things. So you can catch me there. I was definitely on Amazon today securing my whole outfit.
Okay. Yes,
outfit. I got my wig on deck. I got... For $14.88, I got the glasses on deck for $9.98. Yeah. And then, you know, I had to get me a Howard shirt. Because I was like, I'm trying to finagle a Howard shirt last minute. Because, you know, a lot of times you can still get one, but it'll be like delivering August 30th. Like, nah, I need that on Sunday.
I need it Amazon Prime time.
Right. So I had to find a shirt so it limited what I could get. But right. I found something that was reasonable.
Yeah.
So that was cool. But that made me realize I need to step up my Howard gear.
Okay.
I was on a site, Last Bites and Standing, which sells like Howard gear, but they sell it at a really reasonable cost, and the money goes to charity.
Oh, look at
but
that.
But I was like, shit, low-key a little ratchet, because I guess they haven't had some stuff going on. I'm on the website. I was like, and it has look at, like, you know, the lookbook.
Right.
But I know we got
5 minutes. Right. Go ahead, girl.
The lookbook, and I'm like trying to click on, like, can I buy that one? Like, can I buy this one? There is nowhere on this site to actually buy something. And I'm like, does she know that? And then I guess she was behind on orders, but she had the thing. I'm assuming it's a woman, but she had a thing where it was like, I guess people have been hitting her up on Instagram. Oh. She was like, if you DM me on Instagram asking about what happened to your order, it will be canceled. And I was like, what deal? Yeah, so I was like, this ain't gonna work. Anyway, I got my Howard gear together, so I'm gonna be there, so I'm gonna have fun. And then, but y'all peruse that listing that I sat here and gave up my whole Saturday night.
Okay.
And missed the, because we didn't go to Revere in the morning.
We surely did not.
So y'all take advantage of that. And yes. Y'all let me know how that's going. And please subscribe. Our subscriber numbers are really good right now.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Crystal and I are working really hard. We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to just end the show right there. I'm Genevieve Angelique.
Okay.
You can find me. I'm back on social media, but, you know, at a limit. But you can find me on Facebook at Genevieve Angelique. You can find me on Twitter, Jen Angelique. You can find me on Instagram, Genevieve_Angelique. Who is you?
I'm Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens, your favorite media producer at The Crystal Lens on all forms of social things. But most importante, follow Boston Come Through on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Boston Come Through. Make sure you subscribe to our weekly events listing on our website at BostonComeThrough.com. We are on Stitcher, iTunes, Radio Public, YouTube, Mixcloud, wherever, Player.fm. Hey, brand new, we in there. So wherever you listen to your favorite listening things, that's where you can find us. And until next time... Thanks, Suze, for doing our video.
Yeah, thank you.
For Facebook Live. And
peace, love, and chicken grease.
Okay. Sizzle.
Bye.